submitters, and the next submitters are Mary and Finlay and Alan Napper.
No, it in fact is Mary Napper and Alan Finlay.
Oh, okay.
And I hope you've read our submission a little more clearly. However, I'm not here to criticise. Thank you for the opportunity. We farm near Ohi in Western Southland, and I understand that was to be identified in some way on that map for those that are new to Southland. We're going to speak on the three aspects of the plan that we put into our written submission. And so firstly, I'm going to speak about the Land Use Rule 20 in relation to farming, which is about the management plan required, and you're saying that the maximum size for not needing a management plan is 20 hectares. And I heard one of the earlier submitters suggest that everybody should have to have a management plan. Whereas I'm suggesting that I know of many people who have properties between 20 and 25 hectares, and there's nothing really about farming happening on there. They've got a house, they've got sheds, they've got large gardens, beautiful hectares and hectares of garden. They might have a horse paddock. They might have a few gum trees that they're cutting down on a routine for firewood. There's even perhaps one cattle beast that's aimed for the freezer. But there's no way that they're farming, and the cost, the worry, the sleepless nights over having to develop a management plan is quite ridiculous. In fact, it seems to me that you're really in favour of the Swords report, the economic development report for Southland, which wants more employment. And of course, there's going to be a great raft of consultants coming along very shortly to help us do all these management plans and nutrient plans and all sorts of other things that you're bringing up. So yeah, we believe that size for needing a management plan should increase to 25 hectares and more. The second item I wanted to speak to was the ability for landowners to request a review of the psychographic zone that they've been allocated. And I certainly heard a previous submitter suggesting there needs to be some process as well. We've been designated one of our pieces of land as peat wetlands, and we're yet to find that it has any of the stated characteristics. It certainly isn't coastal, as you will see from the map up on the screen there. It certainly isn't subalpine. It isn't low-lying, and it isn't extremely acidic, because I've tested in many places. So we would like to see some process where someone can actually come out and inspect the land and have a look at it and say, well, no, actually, our tabletop exercise got that a bit wrong. So we're requesting some review process that's possible there. And now my husband's going to speak about our third aspect.
Well, it's about the cultivation. I'll just introduce myself. I'm Alan Finlay. I'm a farmer. I started as a tractor driver in 1973, bought my own land in 1980, and this present farm in 1989. So things haven't changed much as far as it operates. It's a sheep farm. I have some beef cows that are just cleaning up, and I don't use very little nitrogen and never put enough phosphate on. And I'm old school, I could just leave it at that. But as far as cultivation goes, when it comes to ploughing the hilly country, you can cut off any of the sediment. You can have a sediment trap simply with the plough furrow by cutting it off down towards the creeks. And so basically it's just common sense in my view. So I'll just leave you with that.
Thank you. Are you happy if we proceed to questions now?
Yes.
And apologise for getting your names wrong. I'll try and read my summary sheet more carefully. No disrespect intended. Right, Lloyd, any questions?
thank you, Mr. Chairman. The 20 hectares you talked about is probably the old 50-acre block part of the Southern District Council subdivision rules. And if I read your wishes, that would take it to basically a 62 and a half acre block would be 25 hectares. So it comes down, I think, a little bit to what is the pragmatic level that we start from for those sorts of things. So there will be a range of activities through those farming businesses, right from intensive right down to, as you have stated, virtually nothing. So I understand what you're saying there. Apart from that, I think you're in favour with that, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning. Just on the cultivation, you were talking about using the ploughing technique to manage sediment runoff. And you explained that you would have to utilise, is this on your own property?
Yes, I do my own cultivation generally.
And you have sediment traps?
Well, it just simply by ploughing parallel with a creek, you can't get too close on the hill country anyway, to simply because it's, you won't get the tractor any closer. But you'll always have grass growing. So if you put crop in, you'll have rank grass there. So by the time you feed it off, there's a trap there. But if you have a plough furrow on the edge and you just leave that furrow there, that's a trap. As long as it doesn't just lead straight down to the creek. If you parallel with the creek, it's a trap.
So what slopes do you generally cultivate?
Yeah, I should have explained that. We're gently rolling to steep. So we would have ground that's probably up to 45 degrees, I guess. And not that I've got two blocks that have never been worked simply because it's just too steep. And they're just left like as they are. They've never been cultivated, but most of the place has. Start with the easiest, but you know, with better machinery, four-wheel drive tractors and that, you can actually get onto reasonably steep country, and it's not really a problem. Well, the soil type means you're not going to have a runoff problem. It holds.
And you did, I think, describe where your property was. Can you?
Roughly where the...
Where is it marked up on there? I can't see.
There's a wee arrow. Yeah.
There's a wee arrow up there. So we're up behind Ohai in the foothills of the Takatimas.
So it's a valley there with very good soil types. It's been wind-blown. It has a bit of altitude, so we get quite a bit of snow in the winter. So we'd certainly need our winter crops, that's for sure.
An 86k drive to Invercargill.
Thank you.
Yeah, interested in your comment and aspirations about P levels. Where are you sitting now in terms of numbers? 20s, 30s, 40s?
Oh, no, teens? No. Probably in the teens, I would say. I mean, I didn't even get a soil test this year. I always know that I need plenty when I put a sweet crop in, so yeah. It would be below 20, a lot of it.
And your stocking rate?
Well, it used to be about 12 to the hectare. Hmm. But it's lowered as time's gone on. I mean, I used to push it along when I first went there with all sheep, but I've diversified into some deer and breeding cows, and that just means you have a bit more of a mix. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you. what I wanted to ask about was the cultivation and your assessment of the slope and the rules relating to the slope. Is that going to be a major problem? We've had a lot of submissions about that, and that you know, it's okay to cultivate up to a certain slope, 20 degrees, I think, and then over that there are a lot more restrictions. So, you know, how, and we understand that on many paddocks you've got varying slopes, some mm-hmm. is flatter, some is steeper. Can you tell us about how you would manage that if the rule stayed as it was, or how you suggest we could change the rule to make that more practical, but still try and achieve the, you know, minimising the runoff and that sort of thing?
Well, to measure to measure it. I've never really thought of it. As long as you can drive the tractor there, it's okay. So the soil types are one thing that's it's going to hold. If you're on free draining soil, that's going to hold. That's going to hold the moisture, and I don't really have much of a problem with runoff. And I've got onto some fairly steep country. I mean, going up and down's all right. Sideways is not so good sometimes. I mean, you want good dual wheels for sideways because it can be a bit frightening. But the paddocks just vary so much. But it's steep. We've got easy paddocks, and then it just goes into steep. And if you want to work those steep paddocks and get production, you've just got to cultivate. And you certainly need to, if you're cultivating, you need to put a crop in. Mm. You're not just going to go straight from grass to grass. It's you've got weeds, grass weed problems, so you really need a crop to be able to clean it up.
Yeah, we do. I think we do understand all of that. The problem, I think, that a lot of people have identified is that that paddocks have a lot of varying slopes, as I said earlier, and you need to be able to measure that somehow so that you can know where to go and where you can't go. But you're saying you've never done that before. Would that be a common issue with hill country farmers?
Probably. You'd be just because if it looks too steep, you probably won't go there. But sometimes you might have to come down some of the steeper bits. Mm. Depends. But generally, you've got it. Most of it's been worked before with a crawler, so you can go to those edges because other bits, it's just there's an edge, there's a drop. So you just work where you can. Yeah. And I don't know how I'm going to work out the angles.
You have to get a fancy thing on your cell phone so you can look at it.
Well, first of all, you have to have reception so you can use a cell phone. That's the first problem. We're not suggesting environment cell phone can deal with that one. That's about where we live. But I guess I'm going to be, as the health and safety manager of the property, I'll be there saying, no, that's too steep, you can't go there anyway. And then I'll be the one putting in for the consents as well. So, yeah, it's going to be hard work.
So can you think of a practical solution then for us to...
Well, I think we suggest here something about providing the operator of the mechanical apparatus considers it's a safe environment and cultivation does not take place within 20 metres from the outer edge of the bed. So we're saying, you know, let the owner operator, we're not suggesting that contractors make this decision, we're suggesting that where the owner of the property is doing the mechanical work, that they get to use their common sense and make a decision, and that they do have that 20 metre from the outer edge of the bed.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I ask another question to you? So would you have any comment on methodology of working steep ground, whether ploughing or bush and bog disking, or what preferred tillage is the best management tool for the steeper ground?
It would depend on the soil. One particular block I'm thinking of that's quite steep, I just used the cultivator, the grubber and the discs to get into it because there wasn't enough soil there, because there's no point in ploughing up too much subsoil. Certainly I've worked some pretty steep country with the plough, and it's always so much easier to turn it downhill, so you can't do it too often. You've got to be able to level it to get it back to where you've taken the soil from. So I'm quite happy to use a plough, and I actually prefer a trailing plough because they just follow the contour so much better. And I used the old trailing plough this year because the contractor wasn't available. So.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. There's no further questions or clarifications that I wish to ask you, but thank you very much for coming in and presenting your information to us.
Thank you.
That brings us to the end of the submitters who were scheduled to appear before lunch. Are there any submitters here who were scheduled to appear after lunch and are happy and prepared to present to us before lunch? Anyone? Resounding no. So in that case, we adjourn until 12:45. Thank you.